阿门。阿门。奉主的圣名开始我们第二节的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our second service.
我们起立唱一首诗379首。
Please sing hymn 379. We will continue to discuss the troubles at Ziklag.
我们刚才谈到这个，他们回到喜格拉的时候，风云变色了。
So after they returned to Ziklag, all their countenance changed.
结果就有不同两种不同的反应。
And there are two reactions from the people.
一种人就暴躁起来了。
One type of person became very upset.
可是大卫却没有这样。
But David was not like this.
为什么他没有这样？
Why is it that David was not like this?
我们说大卫做到三个他做到三点哈。
Because David was able to do three things.
第一个就是他能够依靠神。
The first thing was he found his refuge in God.
依靠神非常的重要。
Taking refuge in God is very important.
当我们面对一个事情的时候，
When we face a matter,
一个基督徒不是只有看到这件事情。
A Christian does not only see the issue at hand.
那这方法是错误的。
That is a wrong approach.
我们要透过神看到这个事情。
We must see this matter through the eyes of Jesus.
基本上我是一个近视的人。
I am a near-sighted person.
说真的哈，我现在只能看到，比较看得比较清楚的是第一排，就是说，就是大概我们坐了第二排这个位置了哈。
So I can only see the people that is in the second row.
是第三排以后，我真的是看得是模模糊糊的了。
The people after a second pew. I cannot see clearly.
所以有人跟我讲说，传道，那是不是我们坐在第三排以后，我们聚会的时候是眼睛闭着听？
So some people said to me jokingly that if I sit in the third pew and after I can sleep.
我说基本上对了，你坐在第三排以后坐着听，我是真的，你眼睛闭着听，我真的是看不见，我还以为你是张着眼睛看我的。
He said yes, that's true. If I were to, I cannot see you sleeping after the third pew.
不过主耶稣看得到哦。
But Jesus can see you.
他们觉得很好玩。
And so they thought it was funny.
那基本上当我看大家的时候，
And so when I look at everyone here,
当然我也在看大家，
I'm looking at everyone.
可是我看得很清楚吗？
But do I see it clearly?
是我看得不是很清楚。
No, I'm seeing it.
可是当我把眼镜戴上去的时候，
But after I put on my glasses,
我就可以看得很清楚了。
I can see very clearly.
我连后面都看得很清楚。
Even the ones in the back.
事实上我们在面对我们人生的事情的时候也是一样。
And so this is the case when we view matters in our life.
有时候我们面对我们所发生的困难，或是面对我们所需要解决的问题。
So whatever problems we're facing in life.
有时候我们只看到这个问题。
When we see this problem.
以一般人来讲是对的。
And we may think what everyone think is right.
你要正视这个问题。
That you must face this problem head on.
可是那不是基督徒应该做的。
But that is not what a Christian approach should be.
基督徒就要戴眼镜。
A Christian needs to put on their glasses.
这个眼镜就是神。
And that glasses is the eyes of God.
你透过神的道理。
After God's word.
你透过你对神的体会。
After your experience with God.
透过圣灵的引导。
After the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
你看到这个事情。
You will see the matter clearly.
那就不一样了。
And the perception
will be different. 你可以看得更清楚。
You can see it vividly.
其实小弟不是一个非常有恩赐的人。
Actually, I'm not a man with many gifts.
是有很多事情小弟并不是真的看得那么清楚。
Actually, I cannot see many things clearly.
不过自从小弟开始愿意出来当传道以后，
But ever since I became a minister,
小弟发现不止神学院会考试神也会考试。
That I found that the tests are not only at a theological seminary, but also in daily life, God will test me.
一个传道者就是要宣扬福音的啦。
A preacher is to spread the gospel.
就是要对神。我们要教导弟兄姐妹怎么样来 让面对神而对神有信心。
We're here to teach brothers and sisters how to rely on God and to have faith in your daily life.
讲很简单大家有信心哦。
If I tell everyone, you must have faith.
弟兄姐妹遇到事情
And so when brothers and sisters meet problems,
要有信心
They'll say, you must have faith.
我也会大家都会嘛。
And so everyone can say the same thing I do.
你真的有信心吗？
ButWill you have faith?
你真的做得出来吗？
Can you really bring out your faith?
我刚开始出来当传道的时候我们有时候两个礼拜回家一次，有时候三个礼拜回家一次。
So when I was a new preacher, I might go home once every two or three weeks.
然后每次回家，我就跟我的家人这样讲说：好，我们回家，我只要我回家，我们就应该有家庭聚会。
And so when I said to my wife, if I go home, then we should have our family service.
当然，我们家是这样 我们家如果说要一件事要能够做，一定要经过我妈妈的同意。
In my home, if we have to do anything, it has to be approved by my mother.
我们是一起住在一起的嘛？
Because we all live together.
那我爸爸已经去世 很久了。
My father has passed away for a long time.
只要我妈妈同意，大半就没有什么问题了。
So if my mother agrees, then everything could be going smoothly.
那我妈妈同意，大概我太太大概就同意。
And so if my mother consents, then my wife will also consent.
这样我说了就可以执行了。
Then my plans could proceed.
后来他们就说好啊，可以啊，可以啊。
And so everyone agreed that we would have family services when I come home.
我很高兴，所以每次回家我们就会家庭聚会。
And so I'm very joyful. Every time I go home, we will have our family altar.
我记得我一年级的时候，
and,
一年级下学期啊。
In the second half of my first grade.
有一次我回家了。
One time I went home.
我回家第一件事就跟他们讲说哈，我们开始来家庭聚会。
One time I asked everyone, why don't we have a family service at home?
那个时候我的大女儿已经出来了，已经生出来了。
I'm sorry, first year in my theological seminary, at that time my daughter was already born.
然后我说 我回家的时候呢， 我没有讲话的时候，我的女儿都没有哭，都没怎样， 很活泼，就很 OK, 一切都 OK 的。
And if I didn't say anything, my daughter was lively and happy.
可是等到我说好，我们现在来家庭聚会吧。
But once I spoke the words, said, "Let's start our family service."
哇，我女儿就开始哭啊。
My daughter started to cry.
我说这是怎么回事啊
？I said, "Why is my daughter crying?"
是这个尿布湿的吗
？Is it the diapers?
还是肚子饿的、啊、
？Is she hungry?
还是她生病啊
？Is she sick?
都没有啊。
There's nothing wrong.
一切都没有问题啊。
Everything's fine.
嘿，奇怪，怎么会哭呢
？Then why is the baby crying?
哇，这个做奶奶的人就很紧张啦。
And the nanny.
我的妈妈就很紧张啦。
So my mother was very anxious.
哇，这个做爸爸的人怎么还坐在那边
？And then she said, "Why are you a father? You just sit there."
孩子哭了，赶快找医生。
Quick, if the baby's crying, go find a doctor.
因为他也不是尿布湿的，也不是肚子饿，看起来都 OK， 可是一直哭，而且也哭得很大声，好像哇，这个什么遇到这个什么天大的事情啊
！Because the baby was crying so. Loudly, it was not a diaper, it was not a feeding problem, it must be something wrong with her.
哇，我妈妈，我的太太，然后就赶快起来，然后他们就去穿衣服啊，要带小孩子去医院啊。
And so my mother and my wife both got up, got dressed and ready to take the baby to the hospital.
我就在那边想啊。
And then I was thinking,
不对呢。
There's something wrong here.
Hey, 我妈妈是执事。
My mother is a deaconess.
我太太是传道娘，以后要当传道娘，那时候不是。
My wife is a pastor's wife.
我是传道。
I am a pastor.
我们家才三个人。
There's only three of us here.
哇，我们就遇到这么一点小事。
And just in a little matter.
哇，我看他们两个在那边跑来跑去。
That we become so anxious.
当然不是不可以看医生啊、哦。
It's not that we can't go see a doctor.
不过我想说，嘿，我们是神的仆人呢。
But then I thought we are the servants of God.
都还没有跟主耶稣祷告。
We have not even prayed to God.
也没有问主耶稣。
We didn't even consult God.
不对吧？我就跟我妈妈说，妈妈，等一下，我有一件事先跟你讲一下嘞。
And then I told my mom, please hold on. There's something I need to tell you.
我不是说不可以看医生啊、哦。
It's not that we can't go see a doctor.
我们家很多人都做中医啊，所以我说不是不可以看医生。这个我们是不是先祷告，祷告完再去看医生好不好？
How about if we just pray first and then we'll go see a doctor?
我妈妈被我这样一讲啊。对哦，祷告，祷告好，先祷告再去看医生。
So my mother agreed and said, "Okay, let's pray."
不，我们就跪下来祷告。
And so we all knelt down to pray.
我就跟主耶稣讲了。
And I told Jesus,
主啊，我不认为这个是生病啊。
I don't think that this is a illness.
我认为主耶稣哈，你绝对可以让他好。
I'm sure Jesus, you can heal my daughter.
主啊，你帮助我。
Please make her not cry.
帮助我们全家。
Please help our family.
就很感谢神哦。
And then thanks to God.
我们祷告大概四分钟左右。
After only 10 minutes of prayer.
他一直哭啊。
The baby was crying.
可是当我们说 Amen 的时候啊。
After we said Amen.
哇，感谢神啊！他就安静了。
Thank God, the baby calmed down.
奇怪，人家就在那边笑了。
And she started to laugh.
我跟我妈妈讲啊。
And then I told my mother.
那现在要去看医生吗
？Should we go to a doctor now?
应该不用了吧
？I don't think so.
我妈说：“看起来好好的呢。”
My mom said, "Yeah, she looks fine."
就不用看医生呢。
So we don't need to see a doctor.
哇，感谢主。
And thank God.
啊，主耶稣啊，听我们的祷告。
Jesus had heard our cry.
以他的角度来看是这样啊。
And this was from the perspective
of God. 以我的角度来看可不是这样啊。
From my perspective, it was not like this.
因为我看多了。
Because I've seen a lot.
我们在神学院读神学院的时候啊。
When we were studying in the theological seminary.
那时候我们同学有八个人。
There was eight of us in the seminary.
没有一个人没有在神学院哭过啦。
None of us have never cried in a seminary.
这也没什么好丢脸的啦。
This is not embarrassing.
哭又怎么样？
Because what's wrong with crying?
那表示主耶稣真的派功课给我们做吗
？It just means that God has given us homework lessons to endure.
我很感谢神啊。
And so I really thank God.
主啊，你给我信心啊。
That you have given me faith.
好在这个小考又考过了。
That I was able to pass this small quiz.
考不过，主耶稣再继续考，我看我们家里就不安宁了。
If I didn't pass this test, then we'll continue to have more tests, and that would not give us peace in our home.
你一天到晚教人家要有信心。
If you tell others to have faith.
你有信心吗？
Do you have your faith yourself?
你遇到事情你可以依靠神吗？
Can you really rely on God when you meet something?
你可以透过这个神来看到这个事情吗？
Can you go through the eyes of Jesus to view this matter?
如果你没有办法，
If you are unable to do this,
那你就没有办法真的依靠神。
Then you can't really rely on God.
你没有遇到困难的时候，当然 OK 啦，就是反正一切都是平安的嘛。
Yes, of course, without troubles, you can survive easily.
可是当你遇到困难的时候，
But once you encounter trouble,
那就不一样咯。
Then it's different.
一个真的了解神的人
，a person who really understands God，
一个真的愿意依靠神的人
，a person who really wants to rely on God，
那是不同的。他的处理方式绝对不一样。
The way he handles the matter is completely different.
大卫他对神，他清楚神，他了解神。
David was aware of the Lord and he knew the heart of God.
当他遇到这个事情的时候
，and when he encountered this matter，
他第一个依靠神。
The first thing he did was to rely on God.
一个真正依靠神的人，他心里就坚固。
A person who trulyrelies on God has a strength in his heart.
我有神可以靠。
If God can be our reliance,
虽然现在遇到这样的事情，
even though we meet such great trouble,
我就可以平静。
We can have peace.
所以以赛亚书告诉我们。
And so Isaiah tells us.
我们看以赛亚书三十三。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书三十章第十五节。
Isaiah 30 verse 15.
三十章十五节。
Isaiah 30 verse 15.
主耶和华以色列的圣者如此曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得利在乎平静安稳，你们禁止不肯。这个地方神告诉那个神借着以赛亚先知告诉当时的以色列人。
So here, the
神借着以赛亚先知
that God used Isaiah, prophet Isaiah, to tell the people.
说你们会遇到困难的。
That you will meet troubles.
可是当你遇到困难的时候
，But when you meet troubles,
你们如果要真的想要得救
，That if you really want to be saved,
你们要归回安息
，You must return.
你们如果真的要得到力量
，You must have your rest. And if you want to have strength,
平静安稳
，You must be still.
这个都是指的在神的面前。
And so in front of God,
我们如果在这个世界上要得到力量。
For us to regain our strength,
什么叫平静安稳？
What does it mean to be rest?
就是安静。
To be calm in our heart.
信靠。
To trust in Him.
信靠谁？
Trust in who?
信靠神。
Trust in God.
你今天要得救。
Today you want to be saved.
你要归回。
You must return.
归回到哪里？
Return to where?
归回到神的面前。
Return to the presence of God.
而且要安静。
And you need to be calm, quiet.
看起来这是两句话。
So there's maybe two separate words.
其实是。讲同样一件事情
But it is saying the same thing.
我们面对事情的时候
When we face a matter,
你得到力量
When we receive strength,
你才能得救
Then we can be saved.
你才会知道你所走的没有错
Then we'll know that the path we're taking is the right way.
那你要怎么做
Then how do we do this?
要信靠神
We must have faith.
要回到神的面前
We must come to the presence of God.
而且要安静
And we must be quiet.
这也是大卫成功的因素之一
And this isone of the reasons for success for
今天我们在面对我们所面对的世界
and so when we're facing this turbulent world
神不是应许我们风平浪静
God did not say that we will have no troubles
神告诉我们是说在这个世界上有苦难可是在我里面有平安
but Jesus said that in this world you will have troubles but in me you'll find peace
这个是主耶稣给我们的应许
and this is a promise of Jesus Christ
所以当我们遇到事情的时候我们要学会依靠神
and so when we meet troubles we need to learn to entrust in him
大卫不是只有说我依靠神不是这样
David didn't say I just trust in God trust in God
他有一个动作
he had an action to follow this
我们来看回来这个撒母耳记上
we can turn back to Samuel chapter 30
撒母耳记上三十章
1 Samuel chapter 30
第七节
verse
7 三十章第七节
For Samuel chapter 30 verse 7.
大卫对亚希米勒儿子祭司亚米亚他说：“请你将以弗德拿过来。”亚比亚他就将以弗德拿到大卫面前。第八节。
Verse 8.
大卫求问耶和华说：“我追赶敌军，追得上对不上呢？”耶和华说：“你可以追，必追得上，都救得回来。”大卫做了第二个动作是什么
？And so, what was the second action that David took?
第一个动作是求问神。
David inquired of the Lord.
第一个是他自己本身 的一个动作。
The first thing was to calm his heart.
是他灵魂的一个动作。
And that was a spiritual action.
我相信神。
I believe in God.
我依靠神。
I will take refuge.
我相信神一定会带领我。
I believe God will solve this matter for me.
神对我是最好的。
God is the best for me.
我今天遇到这样的事情。
And today I meet this thing.
神一定有他的美意。
Must be the beautiful will of God.
这是我们一个基督徒应该有的认识。
And this should be our attitude when we meet troubles.
所以罗马书第八章怎么说？
And so what does Romans chapter 8 say?
凡事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得到益处。
Everything works for the good of those who love the Lord.
你不要忘记，什么事都在发生。
Don't forget that everything will happen to us.
不管你愿意不愿意，你都会遇到。
Even if you're willing or unwilling, you will still encounter them.
可是只有爱神的人可以得到益处。
But only those who love God will be edified by it.
大卫遇到这样的事情。
And so when David encountered this matter,
这个考验他是不是爱神的人。
This is to test if he loves God.
一个爱神的人他会求问神。
A person who loves God will inquire of the Lord.
他会倚靠神啊。
He will trust in God.
所以他就把这个祭司叫来。
And so he called the priest Abiathar.
亚比亚他，你赶快把以弗德拿过来。
Say, please bring me the ephod.
以弗德是他们在求问神的时候他们所穿的一件衣服。
Ephod is a garment that they wear when they are inquiring of the Lord.
那大卫就求问这个天上的真神。
And so David asked the Lord.
他这个地方他问了两个问题。
He asked two questions.
而且他第一个问题啊，看起来很笨啊。
The first question seems kind of simple.
他问神说：“我可以追赶敌军吗？”
He said, "Shall I pursue this raiding party?"
你的妻子、儿女、财产都在人的手上，你不追赶，那你要干什么？
Isn't that a stupid question? Because all of his kids and wives were taken by the raiding.
当然要追赶啊。
Of course, he should pursue after them.
可是哦，你发现大卫这个人是非常敬畏神的人。
But we can tell from this question that David was a God-fearing man.
他第一个是说，我可不可以追赶敌军啊
？First, he asked, "Can I pursue after these people?"
当然，第一个他就问说，那我可以追上吗
？And number two, he said, "Will I overtake them?"
可是你发现神真的是慈爱的。
And so you can see the love of God here.
神跟他讲，你可以去追。
In God's response, he says, "Go ahead, pursue them."
而且你可以追得上。
And you will certainly overtake them.
神还给他一个应许。
And God also made him a promise.
这个应许是他没有问的。
And this promise he did not ask of the Lord.
就是你都可以救得回来。
You will certainly succeed in your rescue.
这是神给他的回应。
And this was the response of God.
神对人的回应常常会超出人的想象。
So the reply from God is always beyond our expectation.
人怎么找到出路？
And how can we find our way out?
祷告。
We pray.
祷告绝对是找到出路的第一个应该做的事情。
Praying is the way that we can solve our problems.
我们看雅各书第一章。
We can see James.
雅各书第一章第五节。
James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章第五节。
James chapter 1 verse 5.
你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后世与众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐福啊，必赐给他。这个地方讲到说，我们中间如果缺少智慧的。
It says, if any of you lacks wisdom,
那我们就应该求那后世与众人也不斥责人的神。
He should ask God who gives generously to all without finding fault.
这个地方讲到说缺少智慧，不是说我们很笨。
It says here, if you lack wisdom, doesn't mean that if you're stupid.
而是我们遇到这个事情，我们不知道怎么解决。
Is that when we meet a matter, we don't know how to solve it?
当我们不知道怎么解决的时候，我们就要求问神。
If we don't know how to handle a matter, we need to inquire of the Lord.
神就会给我们智慧。
And God will give us the appropriate wisdom.
就要像大卫一样。
And just like David.
就要像很多人一样。
Just like many people.
他们遇到很多的问题。
When they encounter many troubles.
他们以神为他们的主。
That they will take the Lord as their Savior.
他们愿意依靠神。
They're willing to take refuge in the
Lord. 愿意坐在主耶稣的脚前。
They were willing to sit at His feet.
所以他们就可以得到神的帮助。
To receive the assistance from above.
所以求问神绝对是我们在遇到事情的时候必须要有的一个动作。
So seeking an answer from the Lord is a must for us.
不要遇到，不要什么事遇到事情哦，就刚刚跑来跑去哦，我应该找谁？我应该找谁？
So when we encounter a problem, we should not be frantic and run around trying to find someone to help us.
对，没有错。
Yes.
不是说不可以做这些事情。
Maybe something we can do.
可是我们要先跪下来祷告。
But the first thing we must remember is to kneel down and pray.
我们真的把主耶稣当成我们的主吗
？If we really treat God as our Lord.
我们遇到事情的时候，我们愿意先向主耶稣报告吗
？Do we want to turn this matter over to our Lord Jesus Christ?
如果真的一个人真的是 以耶和华与神为他的主的话，
if we treat Lord Jesus as our Savior，
他遇到什么事情他会先跪下来。
The first thing we'll ever do is to kneel down before him。
所以很多的青年啊， 跟小弟这样说啊，
so many youth ask me，
传道我们有很多的疑问，
we have many questions，
我们要想要问你，
we want to ask you。
不过传道如果说好，你说只要叫我们祷告，那你就不用回答了。
But if you just tell me the answer, just pray to God, then we're not going to ask you these questions.
我跟他讲说，那你不要叫我去。
Then,
我不会回答你的问题。
Then I replied to the youth, then I will not answer any of the questions.
你不祷告，你就想解决问题。
Because you can't solve a problem without prayer.
对不起，那你去找别人。
Then go ahead, find someone else for your answers.
你如果愿意祷告，你来找我，我会来帮你。
If you're willing to pray, then come find me and I'll help you.
你自己不愿意祷告，你想要寻求传道的帮助，对不起。
But,
别的传道我不知道，至少我帮不上忙。
But if you're not willing to even pray, then there's no way I will help you.
传道之所以尊贵，传道是至于有力量，是因为神。
And pastors has strength only because of their prayers before God.
你现在把神排拒在外，然后说传道，你告诉我们怎么做，那我怎么知道怎么做呢？
But if you set God aside and exclude it, then you shall not be able to solve the problems.
我们在处理事情的时候没有尊主为大，这个神根本就不会同在。
And so if we do not set God as a Lord in our life when we're solving a matter, then that is not treating him with respect.
那我怎么跟你同工呢？
Then how can I work with you?
是基本上我们一定要能够跪下来祷告。
And so the most basic thing is to kneel down before God.
神就给我们智慧。
And to pray and God will give us wisdom.
神就给我们机会。
God will give us opportunity.
神就会让我们找到对的人。
God will let us find the right people.
让我们做对的决定。
And make the right decisions.
或许根本就不用做，神就解决。
And maybe we don't even have to do anything. God will solve the problems for us.
这是一种信心。
And this is a faith.
不然我们信耶稣干什么？
Because then how? Why should we believe in Jesus?
什么叫做？所以我常常问说，弟兄姐妹说，请问你们信耶稣，你们信什么？
And so a lot of times I ask brothers and sisters, why do you believe in Jesus?
这个是一个最基本的问题啊。
This is the most basic question.
你说你信耶稣。
If you believe in Jesus,
我也信耶稣。
I believe in
魔鬼也信耶稣啊。
Even Satan believes in Jesus.
魔鬼知道耶稣是谁啊。
Satan knows who Jesus is.
只是他不能得救啊。
But he is unable to be saved.
信耶稣，很多人都知道耶稣啊。
Many people know Jesus Christ today.
那请问什么叫信耶稣？
But what does it mean to believe in Jesus?
如果你连跪下来跟神求，你都认为那是很八股，那个是没有用的，那今天信耶稣，那你在信什么？
But if today you don't even take the action of faith, which is to kneel down before the Lord to present your problems to him, then what is the use?
那你信耶稣跟没有信耶稣是一样的。
Of your religion or your belief in Jesus Christ, there's no use.
还有大卫在这件事上啊，做了一件很好的模范。
And so David set a very good example for us to follow.
在第三个动作上面啊。
In the third action he took.
我们来看回来撒母耳记上。
In Samuel chapter 1.
撒母耳记上30章。
Chapter 30.
第九节
，Verse 9。
于是大卫和跟随他的六百人来到比索西，有不能前去的就留在那里。第十节
，Verse 10。
大卫却带着四百人往前追赶，有两百个疲乏的不能过比索西，所以就留在那里。我们发现大卫做了第三个动作，也是很重要的。
And the third action that David took was even more important.
当他求问神的时候，神回答他了。
After he inquired of the Lord responded to him.
他完全相信神。
He completely trusted in the Lord.
所以圣经没有记载他有任何的迟疑。
And so he had no doubts.
他一问神，神一回答他，他们就已经来到比索西了。
And so once he asked the Lord, Lord responded. He immediately went to the place called Bezor Ravine.
从喜格拉到比索西有一段距离了嘞。
From Ziklag to Bethel Ravine is a long distance.
圣经为什么这样记载？
And why does this Bible record this?
意思是说，当他们听到神的回答以后，他们完全没有迟疑，他们马上就出发。
As soon as the Lord spoke, they immediately took action.
你注有注意给他看，你会发现，事实上他的敌人在哪里，他知道吗？
Actually, do they even know where the enemies are?
他们出发说他们不知道他们敌人在哪里啊。
They ran without even knowing where they're running to.
神给他们命令说。可以，你去追，你也追得回来，是这样。
Only on the promise of the Lord that you shall succeed in overtaking them. Go.
他没有说你的敌人在东南方45度角300公里处，他没有这样讲啊。
God did not say they are northeast 360 degrees north of here. God did not give them any geographical location.
他们听到他们就冲了。
But as soon as God spoke, they ran.
就来到比索西了。
And they came to Bezor Ravine.
如果你看圣经，你发现他们根本不知道他们敌人在哪里啊。
They don't even know where enemies. Were located.
不，他们相信神。
But they believed in God.
神这样讲了。
Once God spoke,
神就会应许。
God will take it.
我相信，我就这样做。
God will follow through, and I believe, and I will follow.
这个是目前我们教会里面所缺乏的。
And this is what we lack in our church today.
我们事实上我们是依靠神的。
Yes, we trust in God.
我们常常说我们要依靠神啊。
Yes, we often say that we trust in God.
我们也常常跪在这边祷告啊。
And we often kneel here in prayer.
可是问题，第三个动作你没有做出来，也没有用啊。
But we have not done the third action.
你有没有相信神？
And well, doing the third action is useless.
神说叫你做，你就去做。
If God tells us to do something, we need to go do it.
或许有些弟兄姐妹说，传道，如果今天主耶稣在我面前显现，然后就说，黄志杰啊 ，Ted， 你去哪里？哦，你到这个 Garden Grove， 你到这个什么 Irvine， 然后我要跟你同在，这次我100个人受洗，那当然我就相信啦、
啊。Suppose someone were to tell me.Okay, today God appears to you and says, okay, today go preach in Garden Grove or preach in Irvine and I will do it.
今天神又没有在我面前显现。
But God has not appeared to me.
今天神是在大卫面前显现呢。
But God only appeared to David, not to me.
所以大卫看他知道了、啊、神回应他，所以他当然就这样做了、啊。
So of course David knew what to do and David did what he did.
这样说对吗？
Is this correct?
不是对，这样说是不对的哦。
No, this is an incorrect
那是一种相信。
Perception.No, because it's a trust.
今天主耶稣虽然没有显现在这边跟我们讲话
Even though we don't literally see Jesus in front of us.
那请问这本圣经是什么
We do see this. And what is this book?
这本圣经难道不是神的话吗
Is this not the word of God?
当我们在看圣经的时候不是神在跟我们讲话吗
When we read the word of God, is it not God speaking to us?
当神告诉我们的时候我们不相信
And so if God is telling us something and we don't believe it,
所以我们说，因为主耶稣没有显现，所以我不相信。
And so if we say, well, Jesus hasn't appeared in front of us, we're not going to believe it.
你记得主耶稣曾经讲过一个比喻吗
？Then you need to remember this parable that Jesus once said.
财主跟拉撒路的比喻有没有
？The rich man and Lazarus parable.
财主后来到了地狱啊。
The rich man went into hell.
他就求了，求神啊，说啊，你让拉撒路回去啦，告诉我的兄弟啦，他们都还有机会，他们可以得救。
When the rich man was in Hades, he pleaded that, please have Lazarus be resurrected, go back to warn my brothers and my family's father's family.
主耶稣的结论是什么?
And what was the Lord's response?
不信的人、哦、就是复活死人，复活跟他们讲，他们是不信的。
Those who don't believe, even if someone was to rise from the dead, they would still not believe.
我们很多人可能在座很多人认识一个叫做赵宏仁传道的。台湾的一个传道叫赵宏仁传道。
There's a minister in Taiwan called Pastor Zhao.
他们家为什么会来信耶稣，跟他爸爸有关。
The reason they came to the Lord and believe was because their father.
我们这边有没有赵传道的亲戚
？Do you have any
我要先问一下
relatives here？
我让你举手，只是说哈，我要让大家知道，我讲的是真的，不是随便乱讲的。
I just want to make sure if there's any relatives here to tell you that this is in fact a true testimony.
有很多人不相信神迹哦，他都说传道乱讲。
And many people do not believe in miracles, so they think it's just a story.
所以我曾经去布道的时候，有一个那个大学生说：“传道，你是在讲卡通吗？”
So one time I went to an evangelical service and people were questioning, "Are you just talking about myths?"
我跟他讲，我是不是在讲卡通哦？你自己来体会了。
Said, if I'm just talking about fairy tales, then you can try to experience it yourself.
他爸爸生出来的时候，人家就说他也叫做唔惊狗啊。
When his father was first born,
他也唔惊狗，意思是说养不大了啦。
When he was first born,
他们唔惊狗，意思是说养不大了。你啊，这个囡啊，这个孩子生出来唔惊狗，啊，这个是说这个孩子养不大了啦。
So when his father was born, people thought this was this baby was going to die.
因为看起来就是。可能生出来不久就会死掉了。
Because this baby looked so weak, it looked like it was going to die any moment.
后来人家就把福音传给他的家人。
But then someone preached the gospel to this family.
后来那个他们就真的来慕道。
And so Pastor Zhao's father's family came to Christ.
那很多弟兄姐妹就为他的爸爸祷告，为赵传道的爸爸祷告。
To church where many brothers and sisters prayed for their family.
结果他们左右邻居怎么讲？他们亲戚怎么讲？知道吗
？And so what did their relatives and neighbors say to them?
这个不可能会好啦。
No, there is no way that your baby will be healed.
如果会好哦，我们全部村庄的人都来信耶稣。
If this baby is healed, then we will all come to believe, including our whole village.
后来为什么会有赵宏仁传道
？And so why is there a Pastor Zhao？
因为赵他爸爸就好了嘛。
Because now we know his father was healed。
如果他爸爸没有好，就不可能有赵宏仁传道嘛。
Because if his father was not healed, then there would not be a Pastor Zhao today。
那他的这些亲戚朋友有没有来信耶稣？
And so did all the neighbors and friends come?
没有。
None one of them.
一个他，我问他说，真的一个都没有啊？他说没有，都没有人来信耶稣。
Not even one. He said no. Not even one came to believe.
我跟你讲，就是死人复活，他也不信。
So even if a dead person were to rise today, you still not believe.
你看约哈难， yeah. 一个人。好，我们看耶利米书四十二章。
Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 42.
啊，当犹大国被灭了。
When Judah was destroyed.
那个时候啊，有一个人叫做约哈难，他就成为啊这个那时候留在那边的犹太人的领袖之一了哈。
There was Johanan, son of Korea, which is one of the leaders remaining with the remnants.
我们看这个四十二章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 42, verse 1.
众军长和加利亚的儿子约哈难，并和沙雅的儿子耶撒尼亚，以及众百姓，从最小的到至大的都进前来。第二节。
Verse 2.
对先知先耶利米说，求你准我们在你面前祈求，为我们这剩下的人祷告耶和华你的神，我们本来众多，现在剩下的极少，这是你亲眼所见的。第三节。
Verse 3. 愿
耶和华你的神指示我们当走的路，所当做的事。哇，你看他们多有信心啊。
Look at how much faith they had.
他们是不是依靠神，我们不知道，不过我们发现说他们来到那个神的先知面前，希望神的先知为他们祷告，至少第一项第二项都做到了吧。
All the leaders and the people came in front of the prophet Jeremiah and did the first action, second action that David did.
他们内心在想什么我们不知道，不过他们至少有求，来求耶利米为他们祷告。
They had a heart to inquire the Lord and ask Jeremiah to pray on their behalf.
可是当神把他们接下来要做的事告诉他们的时候，他们接受了吗？
But after Jeremiah revealed the word of God, did they accept it?
我们来看四十三章第一节。
Let's look at 43 verse 1.
耶利米向众百姓说完了耶和华他们的神的一切话，就是耶和华他们神差遣他去所说的一切话。第二节。
Verse 2.
和沙雅的儿子亚撒利亚和加利亚的儿子约哈难，并一切狂傲的人，就对耶利米说：“你说谎话！耶和华我们的神并没有差遣你来说，你们不可以进入埃及，在那里寄居。”神不是跟他们讲话吗？
So when God spoke to them through Jeremiah,
神的确跟他们讲话了。
God responded.
他们向神问的神给他们回答了。
God gave them a clear response.
他们问说我们应该怎么做？
They asked the Lord, "What shall we do?"
神跟他们讲，你们不要去埃及。
God said, "Don't go to Egypt."
你留在这个地方。
Stay here.
我会让你们在这个地方有平稳的生活。
I will give you peace here.
我会跟你们同在。
I will be with you.
你不用害怕。
Don't be afraid.
神不是讲了吗？
And God was very clear.
他们相信吗？
But did they believe it?
他说：“先知，你说谎。”
They said, "No, you are lying."
神没有叫你做这样说。
God did not tell you that.
大家都相信吗？
Did you see? They didn't believe him.
当我们今天来讲，在讲这个道理的时候，我们都相信吗？
Today, when we hear the word of God, do we believe?
你知道说小弟当传道，在这，既然小弟当传道没有几年了。
Actually, even though I'm only a young preacher.
小弟当传道啊，今年是第九年而已哦。
This is the ninth year as a preacher.
在台湾的传道里面，小弟算是很年轻的，而且算是新生代的传道。
So I'm considered a new generation, a pretty new preacher in Taiwan standards.
所以说是说经验不是很丰富的传道了。
So I don't have that much experience.
那我已经遇到过很多弟兄姐妹这样跟我讲。
But I encounter many brothers and sisters say this to me.
传道，圣经是圣经，圣经是理论，你不要把它当成哦，真的会发生啊。
Said, Bible is just Bible. It's just a word. It's just theology. Don't take it for its words.
我们活着要面对的是真的生活。
We're living in a real world today.
不是圣经里面死的道理。
Not the dead words is written in the Bible.
所以有一次曾经小弟去访问一个信徒。
And so, one time I visited this person.
实际上我不认识那个信徒。
I don't know this member.
我第一次去他家。
And the first time went to his house.
门刚开啊。
Once they opened the door.
那就走进去嘛哈。
And went in.
然后我还没坐下去哦。
I haven't even sat down.
一般我们去访问第一件事是说啊哈利路亚。
So the first thing we usually greet them with a hallelujah.
感谢主，主耶稣祝福你啊。
Thank God for blessing you.
我是谁啊？我是黄志杰传道。
I will say that I am Pastor Huang.
哎，然后怎样，对不对？应该是这样嘛。
And this will be the normal greeting.
我进去还没坐，我准备要坐下去。
I was going to sit down.
他就说，传道。
Then that person said, Pastor.
他讲台语，他说啊，去教会有人教你啊。 他讲去教会就有得吃啊。
He said, "Do you think that if you go to church, food will drop from the sky?"
我不认识这个人。
I don't even know.
我也搞不清楚状况。
I don't even know what happened.
我刚进去呢，我一句话都还没讲啊。
I haven't even spoken the first word.
椅子都还没碰到啊。
I haven't even sat down.
他就说，谭德啊，啊，去教会就帮人吃你呢。
He said, "Preacher, so you think just going to church will have food drop from the sky?"
各位弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters,
你们怎么回答他？
How would you respond to him?
你都还没有跟他讲话，你也不知道他是谁。
Talk to him. You don't even know who he is.
只知道是一个信徒嘛。
You just know that he's a believer.
我跟他讲啊。
So I said to him,
兄弟啊
，brother，
你讲这样好对一半呢、
啊。You are only correct one half.
神哦会帮助我们哦。
That God will help us.
神不是说你坐在那个地方就有得吃的。
It's true that if you just sat in church, you won't receive your daily food.
可是兄弟啊，你知道为什么我们不能坐在这里就有得吃吗？
But do you know why, brother, that we can't just sit there and receive food from the sky?
因为我们的祖宗亚当夏娃犯罪。
Because Adam and Eve, our ancestors, committed sin.
本来我们应该是坐在这个地方就有得吃啦。
Yes, before if we just sat here, food will come to us.
可是我们的祖宗被咒诅啊。
But after our progenitors were cursed.
所以我们今天汗流满面才得吃啊。
So today we must toil and labor for food.
那是从神来的，这也是从神来的，你不知道吗？
And this is also from God. Do you not know?
我不是叫你一天到晚坐在教会呢。
I didn't tell you to sit in the church all day long.
神告诉我们六天要努力的工作。
God tells us we must work hard for 6 days.
可是主耶稣这样讲。
But God, Jesus did promise us this.
主耶稣不是这样应许你吗？
Jesus also promised us this.
烦劳苦担重担的到我这里来。
That come all ye who labor and burden.
你自己一直要担这个担子。
And you need to
担你自己的担子。
Carry your own yoke.
主耶稣不是告诉你把你自己的担子放下来，把神的担子挑起来吗？
Didn't Jesus say, "Put down your yoke and carry my yoke, because my yoke is light and easy"?
结果你自己背你自己的担子。
But you don't put down your yoke and give it to Jesus. You just keep carrying your heavy yoke.
你怎么会快乐呢？
Then how can you be joyful?
你怎么会轻松呢？
Then how can you be lightened?
你不依靠神。
If you don't trust in God.
你不跟神打好关，你不跟神有密切的关系。
If you don't build an intimate relationship with God.
你以为你自己靠你在这个世界上，你靠你自己就能够得胜吗？
You thought you're going to have success just relying on your own strength in this world?
我从小到大跟过很多人。跟过长老，跟过传道，跟过执事，跟过大哥大姐。
From all my life, I've followed many people, elders, deacons, teachers, and other brothers and sisters.
我不是生出来就这么大，就当传道。
I didn't become a preacher right away.
这些人他们现在都很好。
And all these people are very good.
他们成为我信心的来源之一。
They are a source of inspiration for me today.
我看到他们跟神的互动。
I have seen how God has moved with them.
我看到他们跟神的感情。
I have seen their relationship with God.
我知道有神。
I know today that there is God.
我也知道说一个服侍神的人，他的结果会是怎么样。
And I also have seen the results of a person who serves God all their lives.
我们看希伯来书。
Let's look at Hebrew.
希伯来书第十二章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。这个地方跟我们讲得很清楚。
And here it tells us clearly.
我们既有这么多的见证人。
That if we have a cloud of witnesses in front of us.
好像云彩围着我们。
It's like a cloud that surrounds us.
我们要放下我们的重担。
We must throw off everything that hinders.
放下我们的重担，各样的重担，不代表说我们不用挑起主耶稣给我们的那个担子啦。
Throwing off everything that hinders doesn't mean that we need to not pick up the yoke that Jesus will give us.
我们当然是要挑起担子。
Of course, we need to carry the yoke.
不过那担子是不一样的。
But that yoke from Jesus is a different yoke.
我们要这样用。这样的心情来奔跑我们的天国路。
And with that lighter yoke from Jesus, then we run the race that He has marked out for us.
小弟每次参加这个丧礼的时候
，So every time I attend a funeral service,
小弟都有很多的感触。
I always have many thoughts.
尤其看到那些已能够得救的人。
When I can see, especially those who are in fact saved.
这些人在小弟很小的时候，他们都还很年轻。
Now when I was young, they were still young in their life.
每次在这个入殓的时候，我看到他们躺在这棺材里面。
And as we view the casket, I see them lying there.
有时候我的心情真的是很平静。
I feel that calmness.
而且我很感谢。
In my heart, and I joy and thanksgiving.
他们躺在我的前面。
Because though they lie in front of me,
他们吃了世上劳苦。
And though they have retired from all their worldly toils, now they can actually go to heaven.
因为他们在一生的路途当中，他们都依靠神。
Because in their life's journey, they have relied on their,
他们也相信神。
On God all their lives. They believe in God.
有荣耀的冠冕为他们存留。
And now there is a glorious crown awaiting them in heaven.
好羡慕。
And I really admire them.
真的好羡慕。
I really respect them.
其实不是每一场丧礼都是这样的。
It's not like this on every funeral.
小丽觉得当传道最痛苦的一件事情是弟兄姐妹没有办法得救。
The greatest torment I have as a preacher is to see brothers and sisters who cannot be saved.
并不是那舟车的劳顿，并不是说哦那没有地方可以住，并不是说没有东西可以吃。其实你会发现说哈，当一个弟兄、一个姐妹不能得救，那个做传道的心情是很痛苦的。
It's not that seeing members not being able to have food on their table or a place to stay. The greatest heartbreaker for me is when they lose their faith and they cannot be saved.
其实不是只有传道这样，应该是任何一个爱弟兄姐妹的弟兄姐妹都会这样。
Actually, it's not just for me, but anyone who really loves the family and the Lord will have pain and a broken heart whenever you see people leave the Lord.
因为时间的关系，我不能再继续讲下去了。
Because of lack of time, I cannot go further in this.
不过今天早上我们讲到喜格拉风云。
But today we talk about the troubles at Ziklag.
我们简单的提出两点出来。
And we bring out two simple points.
事实上只有一点啊。
Actually, there's just one.
就是当我遇到事情的时候。
That when we meet and encounter any trouble whatsoever.
我们怎么面对
？How can we face it?
我们要脾气暴躁吗
？Shall we be angry?
还是我们应该要面对神
？Shall we face?
求问神，相信神。
Bring this matter to God, inquire of God.
这个会有不同的结果的。
Because then we will meet two very different consequences.
每一个人在这个世界上都会遇到我们认为比较困难的事情。
Everyone will encounter things that are to us are very tumultuous.
家家有本难念的经。
Everyone has their crosses to bear.
不过我们当我们遇到的时候
，But when we encounter this great tribulation,
这是考验我们相信神。
It is a time of test for our faith.
对，所以说。我们愿主耶稣能够带领大家。
So may the Lord guide us each individually.
让我们每一个人像大卫一样。
So that we may all succeed like David.
唱诗376首。
Please sing hymn 376.
在早上的祷告在早上的聚会结束之前，我们要来祷告。
And now we would like to pray.
我们每一个人都要思考我们的人生。
Everyone needs to consider your life.
以前我们怎么样来解决我们的生命的问题
？How did we approach our problems in the past?
以后我要怎么样来解决我生命的问题
？And how shall we approach our problems in the future?
我应该怎么样调整我的脚步
？How can we change our steps?
一个人如果走对了，他脚步走对了
，If a person takes the correct move，
他的脚步就能够平稳
，Then his steps will be firm。
可是一个人脚步如果走错了
，But if steps are going the wrong way，
常常就没有办法回头
，Then it's often we cannot turn back。
所以我们走每一个脚步的时候，我们要非常的小心。
And so every step we take， we must be careful any missteps。
所以祷告的时候，我们要求耶稣给我们有智慧。
And so when we pray, we ask the Lord to give us wisdom.
因为我们现在只剩下十分钟，所以我们就没有按手的祷告。
So now we have 10 minutes to pray, and we will not have laying hands.
我们每一个人跟主耶稣祷告。
Everyone talk to Jesus.
跟神谈话。
To discuss your situation with Him.
建立我们跟神的关系。
And to build our personal relationship with Him.
我们一同跪下来祷告。
That's all. Kneel down and pray.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。